Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Telly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Susie going toe to Tobin.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Anna, God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Hava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on the old bronze. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast, and wow, what a week it's been over there. And here I am with the gorgeous, talented, not Ben, but the lovely Chief Stew of Below Deck Reg, Miss
Kate Chastain.
Oh, hello.
Okay.
Nailed the theme song from Below Deck.
Nailed it.
It's so different in our heads, but you know, I like the one in our heads.
Yeah, I like it too. It's catchy.
Yeah, why change it?
The ship horn at the end really, really makes it.
Yeah, the ship horn does need some old timey. So, Kate, welcome to the show, babe.
Thank you. Usually I'm a listener, so this is such a nice change.
Well, we had you here in L.A. this weekend, so I got to giggle with you then.
Yeah, that was fun. You're the only person I met up with.
Yeah, I woke up with a little mustard on my face. So much for not going to the 7-Eleven after. I think I made it.
Definitely ate a cold chicken sandwich that I had left over.
Yeah, winning. So that's what straight people say after they go out, right? Don't you wake up and you're like, winning?
I say that every day I wake up. Winning!
So thank you so much for joining me today. What's been going on in your real life?
Oh, just craziness. I have a store called Genesis Boutique that I opened a year ago, and it's a nonprofit upscale resale store. All proceeds go to a local women's shelter. And I'm happy to report that we had such a great first year that we just purchased a bigger, more beautiful property across the street. So in the next 5 days, I'm moving the entire store across the street with all my volunteers, most of whom are senior citizens.
Oh my God, please take that.
I thought about doing a Drake in My Feelings challenge with like a bunch of old ladies carrying lamps.
Please do it. Yeah. I feel like that's an instinct to go with.
Mm-hmm. Just make it fun. It's going to be like a parade because we're just going across the street.
Yeah. Well, an old lady carrying boxes of older stuff parade.
Yep.
Sounds like my kind of parade. I'm in.
It's going to be a slow parade.
Yeah, usually parades, I'm like, oh, it's so fast.
Oh, it's already over.
Why is everybody walking so fast? The gay pride parades are like, over.
Oh my gosh, they're like a rave.
Yeah, they have a very quick gay pride because then we drink after, you know. So they're like, parade done. And
old ladies like to have a drink now and then, so I'll just keep all the wine over at the new location is baked.
That's actually smart. Like wine bottles on a stick.
I'm thinking of starting my own version of alcohol instead of skinny girl like Bethany did. Like geriatric girl. And like have it prune-infused vodka, a geritol martini.
Yeah, infused with some electrolytes.
Yeah, I mean, I live in Florida. It would be a big seller down here.
If you buy enough, you get a squatty potty. I want to come up with a vodka called Girl. Just Girl.
Just drunk girl.
Nope, just Girl.
Girl.
Why does it have to have a kind of girl? Why can't it just be Girl? Let's get drunk.
Stop judging me, vodka.
Yeah, no kidding. I know, when they named vodka Tito's, they really personalized it a little bit too much for me. So I'm like, but I have to see Tito's. We had a date. I'm trying not to be a flake.
Tito's was so hot, but what's the new vodka? I don't even know.
I don't even know. I'll find out in 20 years when everybody's bored of it, I'm sure. Like I do everything else. I'm like, wow, hoverboards. Those are cute. Okay, everybody. Welcome to Below Deck Med. We start today's episode off finding out, well, we're finishing the fight that we had last week, which was, you're only with me for money. I was like, listen, Conrad, Hannah is not with you for money. She's with you for 23-year-old D, okay?
She's with you for convenience while you guys are on the trapped on a boat together. Like, who cares what the long-term goals are? Because let's face it, charter season's over in 6 weeks. Cross that bridge when you get there.
Yeah. She was, or throw your 23-year-old off that bridge when you get there. There was only one reason she got mad at you, and that's because you sided with Captain Sandy and got scared when you got yelled at, okay? That's the truth. So deal with it and hug yourself.
Well, the whole argument being over a carton of cigarettes is just strange to me. So, yeah, I think you're right that she's probably, like, subconsciously really mad about the Sandy thing.
We have a little delay, everybody, by the way, because we're across the seas from each other. Well, not the seas, but you're by a sea, and I'm by a sea, and they're different seas.
From sea to shining sea, that's us.
Yeah.
Listen, if somebody bought me a carton of cigarettes while we were filming, and they asked for 50 euros, I would say, here's 50 euros, and actually, here's an extra 50 euro to never bring it up on camera.
Yes, and also, since I started you smoking in the first place, because my thing with Hannah is that now she owes Conrad so much, like she needs to be paying for part of his health insurance, because he only started smoking to hang out with Hannah, you know?
I love how every time they're arguing about the cigarettes, they're smoking, chain smoking.
Yes, as you do. You know, it's a sick cycle, everybody. Don't start smoking. By the way, I'm smoking at my screen door right now while we talk.
You guys are only, you know how much closer to another carton argument you guys are getting yourselves?
Also, we know that you're young enough to know what a podcast is. There's still time to quit. So they're fighting over this carton of cigarettes or whatever. And then the captain is still on her mission to just, like, hate everything that's Hannah and Conrad. And she's like, guys, that is the quickest beach setup I have ever witnessed in my life. Oh, my God. What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? So we go over to the club where everybody's fighting, which is called Alter Ego, which is very fitting because you've got Joao with two terrible personalities that are exactly the same.
I was going to say the exact same thing, like, that is the comedic miracle that Conrad just happened to be sitting in front of the alter ego sign when Joao comes over in his alter ego state and acts a fool.
Yes, and Joao is always like, oh, they Jazzabub comes out when I'm drunk. And Jazzabub is supposed to be this evil serial killer, but really he's just like this misogynist dick who steals shoes off of little boys.
I just don't feel like Jazzabub is actually even that different from Joao.
Yeah, when you have the same haircut, you're like the same person. Like, when your hair is that stupid as both characters, it's more about your hair than your actual, you know, personality.
That hair, I mean, it's like you can't trust somebody with that hair. I don't know what it is about it, the spikiness of it, the gel of it, the kind of side part. That I don't know, but he needs a new hairstyle. He could shave it, start over.
Yeah, for me, it's that he puts effort into it to make it look like he doesn't put effort into it. Do you know what I mean? Like, he gels it or something. He does something to it where it's like, I'm making effort to be this much of a dick with my hair.
And it always looks kind of wet because that's the product he uses. Get a dry wax. Get a pomade.
Yeah. Oh, pomade. I used to wear pomade. I think it makes you bald. I blame the pomade. So Adam is chasing after Hannah because she's like, hey, dear, you know, I have an M3. And then she gets in her cab and, like, huffs and puffs away. And so Adam follows her. Oh, no, Conrad doesn't jump in yet. First, Joao steals the shoe off of his foot. And Conrad has switched into crazy Conrad, where he's just, like, yelling and his eyes get into little slits. And he kind of scares me. What did you think of Mad Conrad?
Mad Conrad was a new flavor of Conrad. And I think he's just tired of getting yelled at by Sandy, tired of fighting over 50 euros with his girlfriend, tired of fighting with his girlfriend, tired of getting yelled at by Joao. He has just reached his point. Yeah. But I actually kind of respected him a little bit more for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Because he didn't just, like, lie down and take it, you know?
Yeah.
And I love that a cigarette carton is what really threw him over the edge. That's kind of what worried me, you know? Like, if it's a huge thing, I can get it. Maybe it was just the chipping away of Conrad throughout the night. But, like, if a cigarette carton is going to get you like that, you'll murder me.
I think it was the carton that broke the camel's back, you know?
Yes, it was the camel that broke the camel's back.
I knew there was a cigarette joke.
So he steals his foot, and Conrad's like, I need time on my own, brah. And he's like, oh, he's 23, and he just needs time on his own. Guess what I was doing at 23? In Zim!
And I was pulling elephants.
Yeah. You said he was pulling elephants?
Wrestling. I don't know. It's like Noah's Ark, all the photos with animals that Joao has submitted this season.
Remember that one where he's like, every girl I've ever broken up with me has broken up with me in Zimbabwe Boy, and then showed a picture of him holding a snake.
It's like the creepiest photo ever. He's like holding a snake in bed, like lovingly. Like, what happened after that photo? Where was that?
He's like, you're the only snake I love. Snake, I finally had time to decide. It's all you, Snake. Conrad gets mad, which is what Joao wanted. So he's like, oh, I got a shoe. And then Conrad's like, oh, we'll kick your ass, bro. And then he like flicks his face, which is very Real Housewives of New York, right? Like just flicking somebody in their face.
That is so aggressive.
Yeah. And then Joao's like, how dare you? How dare you flick my face? And don't you ever talk to me like that again. And then it just became this, like, guy-off where, you know, you just walk away from both guys and masturbate, because gross. Like, who wants to deal with that?
And then there's a bunch of random bar guys standing around looking real embarrassed for them and confused. Like, we've seen some bar fights before, but this was just pathetic.
Yeah, this was our first flick fight, so thanks, guys. You're making America look really great, guys.
It's like a elementary school playground fight. I stole your shoe. I flicked your face. I'm telling teacher.
Yo. And Brooke's waiting over there on the side like, what happened to you? What happened to you, my man? And he's like, I took your shoe, so he flicked me in the face. I mean, if there's ever a flickable face that's been made, it's Joao's.
He's got a very flickable face.
Yeah, flick it. So then Adam and Hannah are talking, and Adam's in his, like, I'm going to pretend to be nice to Hannah while the cameras are on us, and then when she walks away, I'm going to talk about how terrible she is at her job or whatever. So
I know. I am a fan of Adam's new attitude this season. Like, those charter guests, the honey char-chars that were, like, so hideous and demanding with their food, they pushed Adam over the edge into, like, end of season, like, over it. At the beginning of the season, so he is already just so snappy, snarky. It's amazing. He's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, he pushed the onion joke a little far. But otherwise, yeah, I definitely say a definite improvement in Adam this season.
Yeah. So, and I thought a sweet moment in the galley. You know, he's kind of giving her cabin counsel, like, oh, honey, just sit here on the counter, drink your wine, I'll make you an empanada, tostada, whatever. Let's talk about feelings.
And he's like, you knew he was a decade younger than you. Take some responsibility for your onions. That's true, but he's always trying to date, like, the young girl, too.
That's what I thought. I was like, how much younger was Malia, Adam? Let's do the math.
Yeah.
And he rounded up, because it's only 7 years between Conrad and Hannah. Listen, don't round up to a decade. That sounds much more severe, and it's not even true.
Yeah, and I'm 42, so every year counts, you know, especially after 30. In LA, that's when everybody really, I guess in the world, that's when everybody really starts freaking out. Like, do I have a house? Do I have a child? What am I doing? What am I doing with my life, Mom?
I'm 35 and a half.
I said you're 40. Welcome to being 40. So.
I did love that Hannah admitted in the galley, and it's kind of hilarious how she does it. It's genius. She just, well, maybe I made a mistake. Like, just that sentence alone, and you can do anything as long as you just admit, well, maybe I made a mistake.
Yeah, because it's, like, also a slam to Conrad. Like, maybe he just can't handle all of this, honey. But, yeah, any show, if you just say, maybe I made a mistake or maybe I'm wrong, then everyone automatically forgives you, right? Because you never hear that on a reality show.
Yeah, I don't even know that I've ever been able to utter that words because, you know, I don't like admitting that I did anything wrong. But when you say, well, maybe I made a mistake, you're not admitting you're wrong, but you're getting the credit for it.
Yes, maybe. You know what? I'd like to thank the word maybe. Mm-hmm. It's really pulled me through so many dark times.
It's a good one.
So Joao's a boob. He stumbles onto the boat and stumbles down the stairs, just, you know, flicking the walls in revenge. And let's see here. Boat Night, Stumbling Home Down the Stairs, Casey and Jamie talk. And Jamie's like such a little shit stir, but really all she cares about is chocolate milk. So nothing ever really gets stirred, you know? She's like, what happened with Joao? Where's the chocolate milk? So there's not much to talk about. And Casey's just like, I want to rip him a new asshole for the way that he treated me, the way that he treated Irons, the way that he said. It's like, okay, Casey, you've talked enough now. Be quiet.
Casey, we really know why you're mad at him. You're mad at him because he chose Brooke over you. And honestly, I bet money that if Casey wasn't on her like 8-year waiting till marriage to have sex thing, I think Joao would have picked Casey.
Oh, yeah, so he can get laid?
Yeah.
Well, Joao didn't, I mean, he picked Brooke for like 2 weeks, but this episode, he's already kind of back, jumping back on the Casey train, you know? I knew that would last long, but I was hoping it would at least last till the season finale, because I like Brooke. I don't want to see Brooke hurt. Poor little Brooke.
I like Brooke, too. She's elegant. Yeah. She can rock red lipstick like no one else.
Right? And she's that kid in the news that, like, jumps into the lion's cage, and then they get eaten. And then everyone, instead of being like, oh, my God, a poor kid got eaten by a lion, all the comments online are like, well, where were the parents? Where was the one warning her? Who jumps into a lion cage? Like, they blame the kid. And that's kind of where Brooke's at right now. It's like, you've seen Joao in every situation, and you're jumping in the Joao cage. You know? It's your problem. Okay? I can't feel for you anymore. I'm giving it up, Brooke.
No, she has, like, I think she's, like, in denial, because she always, you know, people do different things when they get hammered, and she's got like narcolepsy when she gets hammered. She just goes to sleep. So she hasn't really witnessed his worst behavior. So in her mind, he's not that bad.
Yeah, but he's even gross sober. He's yeah. not as bad sober, but you know, and yeah, I guess you're right, because when you just see him sober, you're like, oh my God, he cares so much about the slide. A real man cares that much about a slide. He's driving the boat just like the captain of the heart.
I mean, yachting cabin fever is a real thing. If Brooke met Joao in like normal life on Bumble, would she be as in love? Probably not.
No, she would have like quadruple tapped or whatever you do on Bumble. I'm not really sure what the method is there. But
yeah, me either.
So Hannah, it's the next morning, and Brooke's kind of semi-tattling to Captain Sandy. Captain Sandy's just leaning there having her cup of hugs, and Brooke's like, there was a bit of drama between Joao and Conrad, flickable face, eh? And Captain's like, there is just so much tension. Well, actually, the first day was amazing. Remember when everybody worked so well together? Has anybody figured out why? What was missing? Name rhymes with banana. Anybody? But Brooke couldn't come up with it. And then Hannah passes Conrad in the stairs and doesn't say hi. And the music is like,
wah, wah. Wah, wah. When they're talking in the pantry, Sandy and Brooke, and I'm sure you guys have talked about this before, and it's been like, it almost has its own hashtag, the Nespresso pod holder, that curvy thing.
Yes.
It's so obnoxious.
It is. And it's one of the most talked about set pieces on this show ever. I think it's gotten more comments than the slide this year. Everyone's like, what is it?
It's definitely gotten more like screen time than Colin.
I know, poor thing. Colin is good at like his singing and stuff, but he needs to learn to make shapes like that Nespresso pod holder.
The Nespresso pod holder, calm down. All you're doing is holding the espresso pods, and now you gotta be all curvy and need attention. All you do is make one drink. You make one drink. You don't even get attention. Stop stealing everybody's thunder.
Get over yourself, you fucking pod machine. Okay, Nespresso. Yeah. Hey, whatever happened to K-Pods? Anyone? Anyone?
They don't have a curvy pod holder. That's what happened.
Yeah, and you have to keep all the, like, different colors of coffee equal, even though everybody drinks regular. You have to always have as many decaf in there, or it's going to, like, throw off the art.
Oh, I mean, when things get tight and I'm running low, I'll give decaf to somebody that wants a strong one. I'll give a strong one to get, I mean, things get crazy.
Yeah, you got to start, like, stealing, you know, switching it up. You got to start lying, coffee lying, to keep yourself awake.
Is it espresso? Is it microwaved old coffee? Who knows?
So Joao is still trying to be like a big victim, and he's, you know, he always says he doesn't remember. Oh, wait, first of all, I have to go back to Captain Sandy, because Brooke is like,
I feel like I'm stepping on Hannah's toes, because the last boat I worked on, you couldn't let water go down 1 inch without feeling it, and now,
and the captain's like, yes,
Yes. Like, she's at one of her own, you know, self-help seminars, just screaming yes about, like, women's rights and stuff. And she's like, service has improved. Now, my friend's charter is coming up, but I hope it just keeps coming up. Don't take your eye off of Hannah. And don't take your eye off the table ever. And Brooke's like, I care so much about service. There's so much pride in service and never prejudice.
She's rushed Downton Abbey, watched all the seasons before she came on the boat so she could feel just like, you know, the butler.
Do you think that's total betrayal, like going to bitch to your captain about like how much you're a better server than your chiefs do?
Yeah, yeah, I pretty much say that's the definition of like insubordination and backstabby.
Yeah, like you're going to get drawn and quartered for that. That's not nice, okay?
people with British accents get away with so much more, so annoying. Like just because she says things in a British accent, it sounds like she's just being polite. You know, I did notice that Hannah kind of sucked at service, but, you know, jolly old time totter. If it was an American accent, she would sound way bitchier.
Yeah. The captain's like, what a romantic language, am I right, guys? So then in the kitchen, Casey and Jawau are talking, and he's like, I feel like this is the first morning, I'm still drunk. And she's like, well, hopefully Jawau is gone. What a dick. And he's like, well, he's better at dealing with you people being mean to me. I heard you talking shit about me. And she's like, dude, I told my friend you're mean. And to watch out. That's what you do to your girlfriends. Like, one minute you're telling me you're going to get me a one-way ticket to Zimbabwe, and then you make out with Brooke. That's fucked up.
She's not wrong.
She's not, but Casey's the only person who would think a one-way ticket to Zimbabwe is a compliment. Like, that's how you threaten somebody.
I was about to say, that sounds like a threat.
Rip. He's like, well, up until that very moment, I didn't know. It's like he's the bachelorette now.
Same, I was about to say, you know, I would never, ever go on a show like that. I mean, if I was the bachelorette and I had 25 guys vying for me, yes, that's a good tone. But if you, even if you win on The Bachelor, you're never going to make it because that guy will always see you as like the girl that fought 24 other women for him. It's like constant upper hand. You know, you don't want, to go into a relationship feeling like you had to battle it out for somebody else.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Oh my God, you should see this season. And then the guy who loses, the one that you don't pick, gets to be a victim forever about it, you know? Like, remember when you thought made me think I was special and then I wasn't special and like my mom had to come over for 5 days and take care of me while I was in bed? Get over it, men. So Conrad comes down and he's like, if this is about the Jezebel situation, I think you need help. The way you behaved was unbelievable. Conrad hates him so much, he's turned him into a biblical character who just like massively fucked over the world, you know?
I heard that, or I read it in an interview or something, that his mom is called Jezebel. And it's like their cute mother-son bonding that they both have like alter egos that are Jezebob and Jezebel. That's a little weird.
Yikes. Well, as someone named Rondel, who comes from a Rhonda, and we've kind of got the same thing, I guess I will say that, yes, you are absolutely correct. It's creepy as fuck. Okay?
Sorry about that. Awkward.
No. Hey, no, it's true. It's creepy. We'll fight, and then people are like, which one of you is even yelling right now? Because you sound like the same queen, you know?
Oh, she sounds amazing. I love her already.
Yeah, she is. From a distance, the world is... So, Captain Hannah, Hannah, Captain, Captain, Conrad, Hannah, Hannah, Captain, Captain. So, is half the cast this time of the guests the captain's friends? Is the captain just like, I'm working. Everybody, come on, give my crew some shitty tips. This is going to be a great season. Come on.
Yeah, Captain Sandy does have a lot of friends that like to charter yachts.
Yeah, it's like she put something out on, like, the lesbian, you know, newsletter or whatever. She's like, I got the boat, there's a discount, come on girls, batchy ball.
She probably met them all. There is some lesbian cruise you can go on. She probably goes on it like recruits Aya or something. I don't know what it's called.
So her friend's name is not very promising. It's Liz with 3 Z's, which is exhausting, you know.
Lizza with a Z, not Lisa with a S. Lizza with 3 Z's. Never trust anybody that has an extra silent consonant, like an extra H, an extra vowel, like Joelle, or it has to have a different spelling. You need attention.
Yes. Or a Liz. Don't be friends with someone with three Z's at the end of their name. It's like a sleeping pill, which I love sleeping pills. No offense, Ambien. But well, you get what I mean.
Sandy Yawn.
True. Sandy Yawn and Liz.
One Z is all you need. Unheard of. I don't even think that's like grammatically legal.
And then friend, Nikhil, Nikhila, like NyQuil, Nikhil, their good friend. So she's like, I used to own this boat in South Beach, and I called the hotel because I needed to charter it. And guess who answered? Liz. So they want a clam bake, which is like such a stereotypical, wonderful thing to order on a lesbian cruise.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
And the other one wants a wine store, and Hannah's like, I like her already. It's like, give her time, because she's already been warned that you're a nightmare by her friend, Captain Sandy.
I was surprised that Hannah was like, oh, we'll get along fine, because my reaction would have been like, oh shit, they're going to know a lot about wine, they're going to be particular about it, and sometimes when we run out of Whispering Angel Rosé, and that's what they want, but we have a different kind of rosé, sometimes I like to pour the other rosé into the Whispering Angel bottle. It's like a placebo effect, and you can't play those kind of tricks on people who own a wine store.
I know. I never knew that was a real thing, like the palate that could really sense all that stuff. Because when I was a waiter, I'd just lie all the time. Just because people who are really snotty about wine are such dicks about it, you know? They're like, I smell the jam. This is so jammy. Oh, the pepper. The pepper I smell. I'd be like, oh, really? Because that was like the $5 house wine. You dick.
It's
like there
my
would be
favorite.
A certain pleasure.
It's my favorite. Because I have no sense of smell. So when I was bartending through college at like a wine bar, I had to lie. Oh, and also I probably was just too lazy to memorize anything anyways. But I was like, oh, yeah, this one's definitely oaky. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, oaky. You just learn the things to say. Oaky, jammy. People like when you say blueberry or peppery. They love a peppery.
Buttery for a Chardonnay.
Oh, yeah, buttery.
And then you got to start going into countries they're from. Like Sauvignon Blanc has to be from New Zealand. Malbecs have to be from Argentina. And,
yeah, it's a lot. I'm like, just drink it and shut up. I've had enough butter today, okay? I don't need anything buttery. I just drank a glass of butter.
Nobody can tell after two glasses. Move on, people.
Yeah. So then we get a little incidental when Hannah's passing Brooke, and Hannah's like, hey, have you seen the crackers? Have you seen the crackers on board? I'm like, you're all crackers on board, okay? Move on. So then Joao is laughing at Colin's short shorts, as Joao does. Let's see what else happens here. We don't have to talk about every detail.
Why are Colin's shorts getting shorter? It happened last episode, too. I don't get it. Why are his shorts the only one shrinking?
There's something with Casey and her laundering, okay? Casey's, like, magically terrible at laundering.
It's like a material that is unshrinkable, but Casey has somehow found a way. It's quite incredible.
Leave it up to the Fire Island ferry driver to come up with, like, shorter and shorter shorts every day.
That's another reason I brought it up. I'm like, I mean, I love Colin. I want to adopt him as my pet, my emotional support human. And I just want to take him everywhere I go so that he can just break into musical song. Like, hey, Colin, we have to go to the DMV today, renew my license. Come along and entertain me while we wait, because you're going to make me laugh, because you can make a song about anything. He's so cute.
He really is cute.
How is no one really cracking jokes about the ferry
driving?
The ferry captain, Fire Island ferry captain that loves musical theater.
And lives in his mom's basement. I mean, you just can't make this shit up.
And wears headbands.
I know, I love him. And I love his obvious, that his musicals are obvious. He'll be like, I'm sweeping the deck. Or today he has one that's like, it's the slide.
Yeah, it is just so cute.
Mm-hmm. So he is getting made fun of by Joao. And Brooke and Casey are talking shit while they make the bed, as they do. And to couples that don't make the bed every morning together, you're really missing a big part of your relationship. Because that's when you talk some really good shit, you know? So they get a lot out here, and Casey's like, where's Hannah? Jeez, what a shocker. Hannah's not making the bed. Has Hannah ever made a bed with you? She's not going to just start making a bed with you, Casey. Okay? And Brooke's like, here we are doing this all over again. Stripping the bed, cleaning the bathroom, vacuuming the grand.
It's a hard knock life for us.
Yeah, Colin just passes by.
Yeah.
Shuffling off to Buffalo with a cane.
Oh, I do not love sending two junior Stews down to do cabins together because it is inevitable. You're not going to be in a good mood when you're cleaning a toilet in the bowels of the ship. And if there's two of you, it's 100% guaranteed they're going to start complaining to each other about the one person that is not there helping.
Yes, whenever there's three of anything, two of them are going to turn on the other one. So make sure you're one of the two.
Never let them be together.
So Connor and Hanrad, I guess is what we'd call them, they have their conversation about, you know, their big blowout fight, which is literally one of the dumbest fights I've ever sat through. And I watch a lot of TV. And he's like, you're materialistic. And she's like, it's my life. I can be materialistic if I want, honey. And he's like, well, how do you want to play it from here? And she's like, the damage is done. There's obviously no going back. I said maybe, so I should be forgiven. And then Conrad someone says, like, but it was about my parents' issues. Which at some point, we just need to stop blaming our parents for everything, you know?
Everybody was. It was so weird. They're on the bell. They're smoking, fighting about cigarettes. And then, all of a sudden, we're getting, Hannah pushes people away because her parents divorced because of the sad thing that happened to her brother. And then he's talking about his family. I'm like, you guys have known each other 2.5 weeks. You just started boning out of convenience. Like, this is getting way too deep here.
Yeah, save it for later. Seriously. You know what I get mad at? When people smoke all my cigarettes, then buy me a carton and ask for reimbursement. It has nothing to do with my mom being horrible, okay? It has to do with you owe me a carton of fucking cigarettes. The end.
But then they have a very dramatic and romantic embrace and makeup.
Yeah. Did you buy it? I'm not really buying this whole thing. I'm not going to lie. I can't buy it.
It was awkward. It's cringy a little bit.
Yeah. She's like, well, I'll usually push people away, honey. But nah, I'm going to force myself to go through it. Because maybe that's what a relationship is.
Long embrace. This is where normally they would have makeup sex. But charter guests arriving.
Oh, God. Here comes Liz. So Liz kind of talks like this. She's like, whoa. What a boat, Sandy. Wow, what a boat. Is that a hot tub? This is amazing, Sandy.
Like Sandy built the boat herself.
And Liz tells Sandy, remember when we were on that boat and I was so happy with the service and you said, no, don't be happy because on your boat, toys are always out. And Sandy's like, yeah, that's right. Toys should be out. Never a question. And right away.
Actually true.
Yeah, I would believe that. And then they get on with their thing. But this is one of those where you know that Captain Sandy's going to be sitting at the table for every single meal. And it's going to be hell for everybody on board. Well, working on board.
Well, Hannah. It's going to be hell for Hannah. You got Captain Sandy watching you like Eagle Eye with her friends who are wine connoisseurs. Like, this is expert level, top level. Beyond your game.
Yes. And she is. She's there for every single meal. Whether it's for a friend or a client, if they gotta ask you, if they ask you to have a meal with them, you are required to do so. Would I like to all the time? I could do without the onion guy grabbing everybody's boobs. But for the most part, it's not bad. So she asks her friend, what's it like owning a wine store? And she's like, we're people who like our wines. Like, well, that's good because you own a wine store. So her revenge on Hannah in Captain Sandy's place is just to be like, this wine is too warm. It's still too warm. It's still too warm. Okay, it's better now. So it's less drama than I thought there would be.
Well, I mean, if I were Hannah, I would have bottles of wine shoved in every ice maker, every freezer. Because you just warm wine. It's hard to make that go cold quickly when they're asking for it. Sometimes I put in a martini shaker when they're not looking with ice and gently shake it and then strain it.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say wait because you just got here and your wine's warm. So I put it in the freezer. I'm going to go right around Italy in my M3 on the wrong side of the road. Fuck you guys.
Milk and cigs.
So Brooke and I'm skipping just like a lot of little like, okay, you're going to get the dinner, blah, blah, blah. Brooke does the table rocks, the tablescape.
Yeah.
And then Zhao does his flirting. His flirting is so bad. He's like, hey, did you get this rock on your chin? That's what I want to know. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. She's like, oh my God, he's so silly.
And they're right in front of Casey, who, I mean, I felt a little bit like, turn it down a notch, guys. They're acting like school children, and Casey's like over there working. Like, this is awkward. Okay.
Yeah. So then he has his like little fight with Casey again, where he's just flirted with Brooke and goes straight to Casey, like, so, are we okay? Do you still think I'm a deke? And she's like, kind of. And he's like, you didn't mean that in a bad way, I suppose. She goes, you warned your friend, okay, period. And he's like, I just don't want to lose our friendship because friends don't send friends dick pics. She's like, okay, I have experience with guys wanting to be my friends, but they always want more. Truth.
I think that Joelle would have liked more from Casey, but, you know, 8 years is a long run. And he only had a 6-week charter season, so he was smart enough to know that probably wasn't enough time to break it.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So we get the crab bake, the crab boil thing, and lobsters and potatoes and all this stuff are dumped all over the table. And
that's wild.
Is that not how you normally do it?
I guess so. I thought it was great because that means less dishes to wash. I appreciated that, but it was just so wild. I mean, that's probably a very expensive table that they're dining on, and I don't think like a couple sheets of newspaper is really going to protect it from like the fresh from the pot lobster's heat. I don't know. It was wild.
Yeah, and a lot of butter to be like swishing around on the ocean, you know, back and forth and back and forth.
And it was a large table, so like he's dumping all the food in the middle, but I'm like, how are you supposed to reach it? Are they have to stand up every? It's a cute idea, but I would want some food actually plated so I didn't have to like forage for it.
Yeah. So then Brooke is talking to Casey, and she's like, I did a Mediterranean fishing village kind of vibe where a girl waits on the docks and finally sees the man coming from the ocean. And then she starts talking about how she's done all the tablescapes this season. And then Casey says, when I do service, I set it up, and then I clean it up when I'm working with Hannah. And Brooke says, do you think Hannah just takes all the glory for our work? It's wearing thin, to be honest. She's old coat and no knickers. She wants the credit, but her minions are doing the work. She takes 5 or 6 cigarettes a day. Now, how much of this is true, and how much of it is just sour grapes? Because I'm not sure, like, is the boss allowed to be like, just make the beds and set up the tables, or is she supposed to be actively doing all this stuff too? No offense, I just can't remember if you do it on your season.
No, it's a little bit of both. I mean, I personally love doing tablescapes, and I feel bad. I pretty much do them all, because even if some of my students do them, I come out, I'm like, oh, that's nice, but I have to change it because I just can't stand looking at it.
Yeah, your thing is definitely tablescapes.
But I feel guilty because it's like the most fun part of our job. Like, I don't know why Brooke was complaining about tablescapes, so that was kind of unfair because she knows it's the best part of the student's job. You get to be creative, and it's not a lot of hard work. Like, you're basically doing nothing. You're like building a sandcastle, pretty much, and you know, everybody oohs and ahs. It's not hard. But also, I think that Hannah has a different management style than I do, 100%. And in some ways, I wish I could learn from her because I would like to do less work, but I just am not comfortable doing less work because I don't trust that it'll get done correctly, or I don't want my other students hating me.
Like, yeah, you don't want your other students doing what they're doing right now, having that discussion. Now, yeah. What do you think about Brooke's tablescapes? Because I noticed she has her own tablescape, like, artistry. She uses a lot of crushed crystal type things, like crushed glass rock.
Everybody has their own style. I like symmetry, and I like, yeah, she's using those crystal things that you'd see at the bottom of a goldfish tank, those little crystal ones. That's kind of a rookie mistake because they are impossible to clean up because there's so many little ones like that could end up on your chin, and Joelle could tease you about, like, that's just madness. You use the little tiny ones in vases And then the large beads are for the table. So that's fine.
You live, you learn, you love.
So Hannah is in still a shitty mood. She's still like in a honey mood. So Conrad's trying to cheer her up. So they decide to go to Vienna to see if this thing is real, which I don't think they're going to make it off the dock. That's just my guess, but we'll see.
I know, they're like choosing these vacations to do Vienna, Prague. I'm like, how about you just make it through Charter 6?
Yeah. How about you just make it to the alter ego without someone's face getting flicked? You know what I mean? So then they, you know, they're back at dinner, and the wine is warm. So there you go. Captain's like, where is someone looking at the table? I need someone looking at the table. Hannah, where is someone looking at the table? So Hannah gets all pissed off, and then they end up putting Colin there to look at the table. And he's just like, I'm looking at a table. Am I doing it right?
Looking at the table, looking at the table. All I'm doing is looking at the table.
So then the next drama is that Adam has just gotten to the point where he stopped feeding the crew. This has happened a couple of times where he just forgets to feed the crew. And he's like, well, Michelin star. You know, I've eaten at a Michelin star restaurant before, so I don't feed my crew anymore. And Drow's like, this would never even happen in Zimbabwe. Like, he's like super mad.
Joao can just shut his mouth for a minute, because it's not like the only source of food is coming from Adam. Yachts have, the entire crew mess is full of more food than a convenience store. You've got chips. You've got a fridge full of deli meats. Make yourself a sandwich. And 100% there is Tupperwares full of leftovers from the meal Adam made the night before. I think that Joao is being a little bit of a diva about Adam skipping a meal.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Because, yeah, he's out for blood now. And he's like, you have one job. He just wants to do everybody's job. Which, you know, it's just Joao. That's Joao. So then he's making some teabag jokes with Casey. Casey's like, what kind of teabag do you want? And he's like, you know what kind I want. Like, just charming as ever, that one. So then Brooke and Joao are planning their own vacation.
Let's go to Florence. Oh, by the way, it looks like you and Casey made up today.
And he's like, well, yes, I've got to break an 8-year dry spell.
How could you even say that to me? How could you do it?
You're dating Joao. Again, I can't feel bad for you. And he's like, all right, I'm going to bed, but I was just kidding.
I can't believe you'd say that.
And then she says,
I've been cheated on in the past, and I feel like I'm playing with fire again.
Stop playing with fire, Freddy Krueger. Okay, you're going to have Freddy Krueger face, and it's going to be your own fault.
I believe it was the mastermind Oprah who once said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Exactly.
Super Soul Sunday, Brooke.
Yeah, Super Soul Sunday, Oprah's book club. Get on it, Brooke. So, let's see. They decide to have this picnic at the top of a fucking cliff from hell. That it just looks like torture to me. So, I kind of started, like, looking for other things to watch. Because I was like, I cannot watch people climb. This is the saddest thing I've ever seen.
You're getting vertigo just watching them? Yes. I'm not sure I could do that. Heights freak me out.
I don't even like walking my dog, okay? I'm not going up a cliff. So they get up there.
It's the worst.
It is, right? Dogs, learn how to use a doorknob. Like, for Christ's sake, evolve.
Get some thumbs, Halo.
I know. Get that guilty look off your face, Bueller, and get some opposable thumbs, you little loser. So let's see here. Brooke is just all up Hannah's butt, you know? So now she's talking to Casey again while they're getting the buffet set up at the top of this cliff. And she's like,
I'm getting stressed with Hannah. What is she doing? I don't even get it. We did everything. What was Hannah doing?
And then they always, whenever there's a talk like this, which is kind of every episode, they show either Hannah smoking or Hannah just leaning there texting. And this is one of the ones where she's leaning there texting. And she's like,
I know she's pretending she's orchestrating it, but she's not orchestrating it. I'm orchestrating it.
I'm like, okay, Hans Zimmer, like, here's your credit. And then they show Hannah folding napkins in, like, every room on the boat. I think just so she can make sure that one camera sees her folding napkins. It's like, it just keeps changing rooms. She's like, I'm folding napkins in this room. Honey! Now I'm folding napkins in this room. Honey! Like, every camera.
Like, there's a couple jobs that can make it look like you're working. Like, I'm fluffing the pillows. I'm folding the towels. But it's, like, not hard work. I remember one season, the one with that English Emily girl, she's like, carrying an armful of toilet paper rolls. And everybody's like, oh, she's working so hard. I'm like, they're toilet paper rolls. It's like the lightest thing you could carry.
If I were Chief Stew.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Guess what? Surprise. Liz is a loves octopus. Okay. So Adam, back down on Earth, has got this fresh octopus. And he's like, I've never done this before, but that's part of being a yacht chef. Rearranging your plan because you got something fresher. I'm like, oh, well, you got something fresher than chicken salad. So good for you. The girls are still bitching the whole way about what a lazy ass Hannah is. And then on the dock, the crew's all sitting around when they get back down. And Joao's right back to flirting with Casey. And Brooke is upset. She's like,
he's flirting with someone I know for a fact. He's had some kind of a feeling for. I just don't want to see it.
Jamie does something with the slide. I mean,
Brooke,
I don't know.
Not having a great charter.
Yeah, Brooke's not having the best time. And I really like Brooke. Why doesn't anyone ever date like Harry and Larry? You know, the guys they show at the beginning of the season and we never see them again.
Probably because production makes sure there's no one fuckable. Can I say fuckable?
Oh, yeah, sorry, Harry and Larry, or whatever your names are.
Yeah,
can you say fuckable?
The other two crew members that'll be on the boat for safety, Barry, Larry, and Mo. Least f***ing people ever.
Yeah, I'd do one of them. You know, I think that they're better. I mean, they've got to be better than Joao.
True, true.
So let's see, Adam could possibly kill people. And then he explains, you know, fresh fish is very difficult because it could kill people. So I freeze it and then unfreeze it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm not sure about that either.
When he said, you know, even in the finest sushi restaurants, all over the fish has been frozen. I'm saying bullshit because I enjoy sushi and I enjoy fresh sushi. And I can tell when I go to a specific restaurant on Thursdays, because that's when they get their fish in, that's not been frozen. I mean, maybe, but I really would like to do some research on that.
And freezing something isn't like heating it. It doesn't kill the same bacterias. Because everyone's like, what if Antarctica melts and the plague comes back because it's been unmelted in the ice? Now, granted, those are not necessarily the most reliable sources I like to read for fun. But I was like, I don't think this makes sense.
No, because we'll think about it this way. Like, have you ever heard, like, if you put a bee in the freezer and you tie a string around it, it, like, just puts it to sleep. And then you take it out and the bee wakes up when it thaws and you have a bee on a leash flying around.
Oh, cool.
I don't know why I heard. Freezing things generally just, like, does the opposite. It doesn't kill things. And whatever temperature you'd have to get it down to actually, like, freeze blast it, that's probably gonna like alter the texture and the taste of the so-called fresh fish. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I'm not buying it either. And also, if we're gonna test this freezing thing, I suggest we start with Walt Disney. Bring him back. I want to see Walt Disney come back, okay? Because his head's frozen somewhere. Did you know that?
Yeah, probably about an hour from my house.
Oh yeah, hello. I'm talking to a local. So
I've got a lot to do.
So Joao is furious, and Adam knows that he's furious. And when Adam is gonna like try and start a fight with somebody, he gets those little pinpricked eyes, those crazy eyes, and they're always like really bloodshot. And he's like, bew, bew. Like he gets kind of mean looking, and he's like, "Hey, how's it going there? Guns out, huh? Hey, feeling guns out?" Joao's like, eating his food,
most passive aggressive, because he's like. Adam goes down there with like a juicy pork chop or something, and he's just eating it and smiling about how delicious. It's like, so what's going on? Guns out. Hungry, starving, mad. This pork chop sure is delicious.
And Joao, who's the biggest shit talker behind people's backs, but only smiles to their face unless he's drunk, is like, just staying quiet, eating this delicious food, but still furious. And Adam's like, your fly's down, bruh. Your fly's down. Because he loves his fifth grade humor, this Adam.
I think Adam's hilarious this season, and I love that not only did he like go down there, rub it in his face that he was eating pork chops and that Joao was all pissy. The fact that it was down. I bet you it wasn't even down. Adam just threw that in there.
Yeah, he was sitting down behind a table he couldn't even see. He was just that's just the kind of joke Adam likes, you know. It's like you zip his down, flies down, XYZ bro.
Because then even if it's not down, they look and then they feel stupid.
So then we see a miracle happen. the captain is being served, and she's like, whoa, this service was 10 times better. Nice job, Hannah. I was wow, the clouds are parting.
Thank God nobody ordered toast. I mean, that's what it's... Toast is always such drama. I don't know why. I've had Ben Robinson have meltdowns over toast because technically a lot of chefs think it's not their job. It's the stew's job. So which side of the small pantry does the toaster? The toaster goes on your side. The toaster goes on your side. I toast. I thought you were making the toast. And it's like the most simple thing. Just okay, are we arguing over pressing a button?
Well, toast takes long. So if you mess it up, it's not as fast as it seems like it would be toast. You know, you're just like sitting there staring at those little grills like, come on, toast. It's like if someone forgets a side of fries, like if someone requests French fries, they're like, give me fries, which has happened on this show multiple times. Like, give me fries. And they're like, where are my fries? Where are my fries? Where are my fries? Fries take forever to make, okay? They're not easy. I mean, they're easy, but they take a while.
No, same with grilled cheese. I love grilled cheese. I don't have the patience to make a grilled cheese.
Me neither. I have cheese and bread, like my mom made me.
But it takes a while.
Yeah, I just have the white bread and the cheese with no cooking in between. So let's see here. They get through this, and Brooke and Joao talk. And, he's like, I don't think this place gets used enough. I guess meaning the little bench that they make out on. And she's like, are you excited for the trip? Is there anything I could find out that will upset me? That you're an absolute player, maybe? And he's like, what if I am? What if I am still? And she says, I wouldn't be interested then. And then Hannah and Conrad hear them because they're on the bridge and they're like grossed out and stuff. And then Brooke asks us, how can you just switch off something you've got for someone else? It's like, well, you were in love the day before you were in love with Joao, so you should know.
And it's too much drama with all the breakups, the romance, like, I usually like it when crew members hook up with each other because it's good for morale and, you know, you have a little more pep in the step. Like, people are just happier to be on the boat. But this season, this crew, they are proving it wrong.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to bone, okay? You don't all have to date all the time. It's like when people are in the army for a really long time. Well, I only know this from, like, Vietnam movies, where they're in the army for a long time, and then they just go to, like, a whorehouse or something, you know? It's not like they wake up the next day like, oh my God, we need to get married, you know? Just blow off some steam and get back to work, okay? Get to work.
It's almost like this crew loves having romantic fights. So yeah. Telenovela.
And the captain, since she's not winning anybody over with her private parts, the captain wins things over in that dad way where she's like, you want to drive? And so she lets each kid pretend that they're driving the boat, and then they all love her. It's the best trick ever, actually.
Oh my gosh, whenever Sandy's letting somebody drive is always like when she, it's like a special privilege, and she is very careful about who, she's very strategic about it. It's not like there's a schedule that she has. Okay, Charter 1, Conrad, you're going to do it. Charter 2, Joao, you're going to do it. It's the way she plays favorites.
Yes, and Jamie today did the slide on her own while everybody else was hiking, and this is her reward, is being able to, like, drive the boat. She's like, oh my God, I'm so excited. So she goes and takes a bath in chocolate milk, like, she's so thrilled. And then they all drink champagne for the tip meeting. And shocker, it's like one of the lowest tips of the season. Is this the lowest tip of the season? It was 12,500, I believe.
I mean, that sounds pretty low.
Yeah, it was pretty low. And the captain's like, do I want my friends to be the biggest tippers? Of course I do. But I try to explain to people, it's not really about the specific money that week. It's about the pile on the table at the end of the charter. I'm like, well, the pile is now shorter, thanks to Liz with the triple Z's. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would say, too, if it was my friends that gave the lowest tip. That was a very creative comeback, Sandy. Nice to come.
Yeah, I should have let Liz drive the boat. You know, it was my fault at the end of the day. So the crew's getting ready to go out and party. And Joao's like on top of Casey in the mess, like bench thing, flirting with her. And she's like, ha, 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 ha. And Hannah comes in. She's like, what the fuck are you doing, honey? And Colin says, oh, nothing, just snapping a dicky. And sure enough, Joao has grabbed Casey's phone and snaps a picture of his dick with it and then gives it back to her.
That is aggressive. Like,
it's gross.
It's gross. But Casey didn't seem grossed out. Casey seemed, you know, giggly. I would have been like, ew, don't do that. Like, there were stages to that happening.
Why are you unbuttoning? Don't unbutton. Oh, don't zip. Now you're unzipping. Wait, don't shoot the phone in that direction. Like, if he actually was able to do it, she did not stop it.
Yeah. And then she was showing everybody the picture. And he's like, you fucking bitch. I was like, this is a really classy crew this season. So Hannah sees and goes right up to Brooke and is like, nah, just a warning, honey. I wouldn't deal with it. He's snapping a dick pic on her phone. Brooke's like, oh, you just hear Brooke's heart like kind of breaking for that 5 seconds before she forgives him anyway and just goes on with the night. And that brings us to the end, darling.
Well, this was a pleasure. I can't wait to see what next week holds. More charter guests, safe to assume. More romantic drama, safe to assume.
How would Brooke get her heart broken next week? Come to find out.
How many episodes are in this season, do you know?
I believe it is 16 and then a reunion.
Wow, that's a big order. Below Deck Mid, congratulations.
I know. Usually we only get like 12 or 14, so they've had a great season. I've enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, me too. I love this show. I love all the Below Deck Mids. Did you know when your season comes back yet?
Yes, we are going to... I think our first episode is October 2nd, but don't quote me on that. I'm not sure. But I will say that it is my favorite season ever.
Oh, good. That's good to hear.
Amazing.
Well, good. We love your show. We love you, Miss Kate Chastain. Tell people where they can follow you on the social media.
Oh, sure. On Twitter and Instagram, I'm at Kate_Chastain.
Yeah, that underscore gets me. Damn it. Damn that underscore.
I couldn't decide if I should do an underscore or not. I was just happy that nobody else had already taken a Kate Chastain, so I didn't have to be like Stu1579.
Kate, thank you so much. Love ya. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. Go follow Kate and watch Below Deck Rig, which comes back in October. We love you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Bye. Thank you, Kate.
Bye.
From legendary director Spike Lee, based on the incredible true story of the black cop who infiltrated the KKK.
Chief, I'd like to be undercover in the Ku Klux Klan.
Critics are saying it's the most important film of the year. It's furious, relevant, and funny as hell.
Can you dig it?
Right on, right on.
Black Klansman, in cinemas August 24.
This summer, take yourself to a different place with Audible's Summer Listens. Like the spellbinding mythos, written and narrated by Stephen Fry and published by Penguin.
Uranos the sky covered his mother Gaia the earth everywhere. He covered Gaia in both senses. He covered her as the sky still covers the earth to this day, and he covered her as a stallion covers a mare. When he did so, something remarkable happened. Time began. Something else began, too. What should we call it? Personality? Drama? Individuality? Character, with all its flaws and failings, fashions and passions, schemes and dreams. Meaning began, you might say. The seeding of Gaia gave us meaning, a germination of thought into shape.
Audible's Summer Listens. Choose from the world's largest selection of audiobooks, and listen to your first one for free. £7.99 a month after 30-day free trial. Renews automatically. See audible.co.uk for details.